T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Cook County prosecutors say financial troubles may have helped fuel a deadly shooting spree in a condo building in Chicago's Dunning neighborhood over the weekend. The suspect in the shooting appeared before a judge today. WBBM's Andy Dane has the story.
The five victims range in age from 43 to 65 and include a married couple and mother and son. Prosecutors say the gunman, 66-year-old Christoph Merrick, faced eviction from the complex in the 6700 block of West Irving Park and launched the deadly rampage Saturday night. Assistant State's Attorney James Murphy.
Officers also recovered another note from the defendant's apartment the next day that stated in Polish, "Tomorrow, no mercy, without any stupid hesitation. Remember who you are."
Murphy says Merrick lived alone and had stopped paying his association fees and mortgage. A judge has denied bond. Outside the criminal courthouse building, Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Teachers Union's self-imposed strike deadline is now less than 4 days away. And as bargainers meet today to discuss a new contract, teachers and supporters are rallying in the loop. WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
Teachers and their union representatives gathered at the Chicago Temple Building in downtown Chicago. Speakers at today's rally received by standing ovations.
The medical examiner has not yet released the name of a Chicago woman who was struck and killed on I-57 this morning near Posen. State police say the woman was struck when she stepped out of a SUV that was pulled over in I-57, north of 147. The driver who struck her is still hospitalized.
Illinois local governments generated more than $113 million from red light cameras last year. That is up more than $53 million in 2008. Austin Berg with the Illinois Policy Institute says their study has also found that over a decade, Illinois drivers have paid more than $1 billion in fines, and eye-popping revenue is how they describe what they've seen from just two red light cameras in West suburban Oak Brook Terrace. Berg says those units have brought in more than $9 million since they were installed in August 2017.
Very small city of around 2,000 people, but yet has taken in millions and millions of dollars from just two cameras at one very busy intersection.
The group says there is little oversight or transparency when it comes to red light cameras, making abuse possible, and it is urging Illinois lawmakers to ban the cameras.
Well, tonight, the Weston Springs Village Board will discuss the placement of a new pedestrian bridge over the Tri-State Tollway.
The widening of I-294, the Tri-State Tollway, is going to require the removal of the pedestrian bridge south of Ogden Avenue. Now the question of where to put the replacement bridge. Hinsdale officials have been talking about it with residents and are considering putting out a survey. Western Springs Village planners think it might be best to link a park on their side of the Tri-State with Vec Park on the Hinsdale side. The Tollway Authority is going to pick up the tab for the teardown and rebuild. Toll officials would like to know in December, however, what the preference is. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, more than 150 floats, bands, and marchers made their way down State Street from Wacker Drive today for the Columbus Day Parade.
A sunny but chilly start to the parade.
It's getting a little warmer out now, right?
Crooners in the style of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra sang and played to the crowd.
There he is, Opie Taylor from the Andy Griffin. You're all grown up now, huh?
We circled back to talk to Opie, marathon runner Christian Hoffmann of Germany.
All right. When that singer called and said, "Hey, there's Opie from the Andy Griffith show to you," did you know what he was talking about?
Not exactly. No.
The subway.
I checked the internet what's happened about this parade. I was just spending some time in the city because I'm waiting for my flight back. But I have to read exactly what it's all about. I just find out what kind of parade it is, but probably when I'm sitting on the airport, I have enough time to research.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.